Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, July 24th. You'll be interested to know. 56 years ago today, in 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts safely returned to Earth, concluding humanity's first successful mission to the moon. After their historic lunar landing, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins splashed down in the Pacific Ocean, marking a monumental achievement in space exploration and inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 68 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday, with temperatures climbing to around 90, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 72 and a gentle wind picking up a bit. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11:30 with the low tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a warm Friday with a high near 97 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny with highs around 81 and slight rain chances. Nights will be mild with lows in the 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the City of Boston will begin issuing code enforcement fines to Republic Services as the trash collection worker strike continues. Mayor Michelle Wu stated that the city does not directly contract with Republic, yet businesses with private contracts are suffering. Complaints about overflowing dumpsters have increased since the strike began on July 1st. Wu emphasized that fines will now be directed to Republic rather than the affected businesses. She noted, private trash collection serves a critical role in maintaining clean streets, public health, and a livable city. The union and Republic Services remain at an impasse over contract negotiations. Now on to sports. In Los Angeles, Shohei Ohtani continues to shine, tying the Dodgers franchise record by homering in his fifth straight game with a solo shot against Twins starter Chris Paddack. Ohtani joins an elite group of Dodgers, including Max Muncy and Jock Peterson. Despite his power surge, the Dodgers have only won two of their last five games. On Wednesday, they walked off the Twins with a dramatic two-run single from Freddie Freeman. Ohtani now leads the National League with 37 home runs, reclaiming the top spot from Eugenio Suarez. His impressive performance showcases his elite two-way player capabilities. In local sports, last night in Philadelphia, the Sox edged out the Phillies 9-8 in an intense 11-inning battle. Carlos Narvaez's dramatic two-run homer in the 11th sealed the win, while earlier, Rony Gonzalez blasted a grand slam to spark the offense. The Sox bullpen held firm, with Bernardino earning the save and Weissert claiming the win, improving Boston's record to 55-49. Tonight, the Sox are off, resting up for Friday's tilt against Ohtani and the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:10 with Bayo facing Sheehan. In top news, Meme stock mania has made a comeback, with Reddit traders boasting significant gains in a flurry of activity reminiscent of early 2021. Stocks like Krispy Kreme, GoPro, and Kohl's have surged as traders share their successes on Wall Street Bets. One trader expressed excitement after making a profit of $45,000 in just an hour with his investment in Krispy Kreme. However, the volatile market saw many gains evaporate by the end of the trading day, highlighting the unpredictable nature of these meme stocks and the rapid pace at which traders must act. In business news, Google is facing challenges as Meta intensifies its recruitment efforts, offering multi-million dollar packages to attract talent. However, CEO Sundar Pichai described Google's talent retention as healthy, emphasizing that top researchers are motivated by the company's mission and access to advanced technology, rather than solely by salary. During a recent earnings call, Pichai addressed concerns about the competitive landscape for artificial intelligence talent, noting that Google has successfully navigated similar challenges before. He reassured investors that both retention metrics and the influx of new talent remain strong, despite the intense competition from companies like Meta, OpenAI, and Anthropic. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $119,000. Ethereum is down 2% to about $3,600. And XRP is down 9% to $3.19. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now back to the show. Let's talk tech. A new report from the Brookings Institution reveals that California is leading in artificial intelligence development. The areas around San Francisco, San Jose, and Los Angeles are top-ranked for AI readiness, with the Brookings Institution labeling them as superstars for their resources and innovation. Notably, California has three of the top 10 regions prepared for AI, while no other state ranks in the top 10. With significant tech companies like Google and Meta based in the Bay Area, the region continues to dominate the AI economy, although other cities nationwide are catching up. And in entertainment news, in a thrilling turn of events, East Bay director Kyle Nuichek is collaborating with star Adam Sandler on Happy Gilmore 2, a Netflix sequel to the beloved 1996 comedy. This project has attracted an impressive lineup of talent, including actors Margaret Qualley, Ben Stiller, and Rob Schneider, as well as music icons Bad Bunny and Eminem. Nuichek expressed initial nerves about directing such a legendary cast, but soon realized their athletic backgrounds helped them perform. The film's storyline follows an alcoholic Gilmore, played by Sandler, attempting a comeback, alongside his nemesis Shooter McGavin, portrayed by Christopher McDonald. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "There is nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.